Blog Talk Radio.
Here you are, and here we are, and guess what? It's time for Psychics Gone Wild. Yes, it is. It's Monday. I know a lot of you guys have been asking, why does that 773-897-6461 number become so hard to get through? Good news. This is the last day we're going to be doing that energy. Hang on to your hats. We'll be getting an 800 number. You can always find us on psychicsgonewild.com. Make sure you check with us. We're upgrading. We've had so many callers. We should have been there anyway. We used to be at an 800 number, and then through the years, we've just kind of set back. I say years, but it was actually a year. This is Psychic Jethro. Are you guys ready for Monday? So hang on. It's going to be Bonnie Albers and Gary Wimmer today here together, two jam-packed action figures who are not only phenomenally gifted, but real individuals who are here to help you with any questions and answers that you want to have today. If you're ready to get those questions and answered, call in today. We're going to turn around and pick up a little bit of the phone. I'm having a little bit of feedback there. I think I've got, hello, here we've got it. I apologize to you guys. The phones are going really cuckoo. Gary, is this you? Hello? Okay, we've got another individual here. We're going to go ahead and go. How about Bonnie? Is that you, Bonnie?
This is me. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. I am having the most hilarious area code things that are coming up. Gary, I'm going to try and catch you right here. I think this is you. Gary, is this you?
There we go. I think it is. You got me, Jeff?
Hi, Gary.
We got you.
Hi, Bonnie.
Have...
Hi, Jeff.
Hi,
Gary. Hey, and we got the most funnest thing. I went on today 10 minutes early. We've got all this promoting. We've got those shirts, you guys. We've got the shirts for Gary, a very nice picture of Gary on the front of the shirt for Psychics Gone Wild with that 773 number 897. Then my friends got a hold of me that have been helping us with our promoting, and they said, we're going to go ahead and work with you guys. Let's do that 800 number. So today, you guys want a shirt with Gary? You want a shirt with Psychic Jethro? Grab it now. We've got shirts with Bonnie Albers. Put in psychicsgunwild.com. I can tell you something really cool. Remember when they messed up on the Susan B. Anthony, and instead of her having that cute little hairdo, she got that little kooky mohawk cut? That coin's worth a lot of money. So you guys, get a hold of us. I'm teasing you, but get a hold of us. Nobody get mad. I don't know Pocahontas. I'm just making a funny about the mohawk. Think about it. Get a hold of us. Bonnie's honorary. Get a hold of us, put in, because those shirts with me and Gary are going to be shirts that are collectors. Bonnie will be out with the new 800 number. Me and Gary are the 773. It never fails. Try to outguess the public, even a psychic. I have my days. Speaking of days, let's get to some real fun. Gary, talk to everybody a little bit here and let them know, who is Gary Wimmer and what's he doing?
Well, Gary Wimmer is a musician, as you played my version of Here Comes the Sun, give or take the distortion and my half-assed voice. But I've been a musician and a psychic since I started playing music way back in the early 60s. I got into giving psychic readings in the early 70s. And in 1980, as you know, Jethro and Bonnie, I learned lithomancy, the psychic art of reading stones. Very interesting method involving 16 stones, Sun through Pluto, and then six on life. And I drop them into the circle when callers say drop. I'll explain that when we do some readings. And I read them like a clock from the center to the top and then around like for 12 weeks. Also wrote a book on that called Lithomancy, The Psychic Art of Reading Stones. As far as I know, the only book on this art. And I wrote a book called The Second Eternity, which is a true story about a near-death experience I had in 1977, which really blew my mind. Most incredible experience I've ever had in my life. Tell everybody, never, never fear death, you know, or anybody you know. So that's my bio, short and sweet. Thank you, Brother Jethro.
Thank you, Gary. Now we're going to go to his phenomenal friend, and you see why everyone's calling you. I know the phones are full. We've got the biggest complaint we have on Monday is the phones are just jam-packed. Well, that's why. There you've done, Gary, and here comes the other half of why those phones are jam-packed. It's Bonnie Albers. Bonnie, I know I should do a professional introduction, but I'd rather you and Gary tell people who you are. So, Bonnie, tell them who Bonnie Albers is and what she does to help people.
I am so happy you asked me, Jethro, because I always love to talk about myself. So I am just tell you that I have a business called Let's Talk, and I am a romance and relationship specialist. I am a life coach and nurse. I'm a legal nurse consultant. I have another 100 million titles that nobody wants to hear. But I absolutely am so jazzed about romance and relationships. I do sexual issues and sexual addictions. I change lives by getting your life back on track. A lot of people hear themselves talk, but they don't really know how to move forward. And I'm here to help you move forward.
We love you. And today on Monday, we've got our phenomenal Jan Drake Bakke is in there doing the chat room, our phenomenal poetress. If you guys get a chance, go on psychicsgonewild.com and check out her poetry. These three work together, always putting out work for us. What we're here to do is we're here to help you. I had someone tell me yesterday they had four free readings, and they were so happy. And why did they have to wait on my phone to get through to me? Ma'am, I've got a real good answer for that. You're not going to like it. The reason you have to wait is I'm good. I do not, I do, and I help everybody. The reason you get a hold of Gary is you want to really get an accurate reading. The reason you get a hold of Bonnie is Bonnie's going to help you. That's the difference. I had a person tell me, you know, I couldn't believe Saturday. You were so crazy. You and your guest were just going nuts. That's what Gone Wild is. So welcome to it. And here we go. We've got a lot of people that I'm going to have to get a few of them in here, or they're going to hurt me. And I'm a little tired today. We got to get 863. Oh, my God. Yeah, I could did my own cinnamon rolls. I know better than to eat sugar. Look out, guys. 863, how are you, 863?
Fine. Hi.
Hi. You have a very cool voice. I think you should come into this business. You look. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing good.
Good. And your name is?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, I welcome you to Psychics Gone Wild. You have been listening in. You know, as you were hearing with Gary here, why don't, we'll start with Gary. Let Gary explain to you how he does it, and then you'll get to talk to our phenomenal Bonnie. And have fun, Elizabeth. Fasten your seatbelt.
Okay, Elizabeth. Well, happy Monday to you.
Thank you, too.
This system I use is based on 16 stones, as I was saying, sun through Pluto and six on life. And as I'm talking to you, I'm charging them up in my hands, getting your energy into them. And in just a moment, I'll tell you I'm ready. And all you have to do is say drop. I'll drop the stones, and I'll tell you what I see for the next couple months, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
Okay, let me get your energy into them, Elizabeth. And they're starting to feel pretty warm. So anytime you feel like saying drop, that's all you have to say.
Drop.
Okay, good. Well, you've this is a real time for you to move forward on feelings about relationships, even if there's a lot of healing involved, because you're getting a fresh start with how you feel about love, how you think about men in your life, think about activity and so forth. And as you go through this, in the next week and a half or so to 2 weeks, you're going to feel a lot of expansion, a lot of luck, and a lot of fresh determination and opportunities to get over things from the past, whether it's commitments, relationships, and so forth, and really move into this cycle of empowerment, confidence. You're starting that now, and you felt it coming into play. So when the cow is given milk, get a big bucket. You know, allow yourself to really benefit from the fact that you are trying to let go and move forward with feelings about love and commitment and where you want to go in life. Because by the second and third week, as you start getting a lot of feeling of this change, proactively bringing luck into your life and seeing your creative power and your balance, you're going to find things around place, even though there's a lot of changes going on, you're going to find yourself getting a real sense of like goals, new purposes in life, new directions and so forth. So if there's a lot of issues about place coming up that seem to throw some curveballs at you, don't worry about them. Keep your mind on the fact that you're going to maintain balance and see a lot of harmony as opposed to maybe the confusion you've been through and so forth. Because by the sixth and seventh week here, you get a completely fresh feeling about how you feel emotionally about things. And that's really very empowering for you, because it's helping you set up this, helping you organize things, helping you set up this, when you see new power, new opportunities, even with changes, you know how to organize. You know how to benefit from those rather than let them just pass you by. And so that's what you do from the 6th and 7th and 8th week. You really make a lot of good progress at this new way you want to see your life unfold. It's bringing a lot of fresh determination and fresh policies and fresh feelings of organization and progress. And it helps you with a lot of burdens in your life that you have to deal with in a very empowering way. So it's like you're moving forward rather than feeling like everything is sort of difficult and heavy. Because by the 9th to the 12th week here, the feeling you get about love is really refreshing in the long term. You have a new series of commitments coming into your life that have to do with where you're going and how you want to get there and fresh plans, as opposed to sort of spinning around the same little circle and ending up in the same place. So, and by the end of this 3-month period, I think you're going to be amazed at how much fresh direction you feel for yourself and fresh empowerment. Now, that's kind of in general what I'm seeing. Does that make sense to you, girl?
Yes. Yes.
Well, good. That's short and sweet. And as Bonnie and Jethro and I all know, if you want a longer reading, more detailed, we can certainly do that. Meanwhile, Elizabeth, you have a good day. I'm going to turn you over to Bonnie. And you can always listen back on the archives to listen to what's been said.
Hi, so, thank
up
you.
To you, Bonnie.
Thank you so much, Jethro. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi.
How are you, honey?
I'm doing good.
I am here to answer your romance and relationship questions.
I don't know if I have any romance questions.
I know that, you know what's really funny? I see that I feel that you don't have any because you really don't trust.
Probably.
And I see that you don't look at men the way you would look at men because you don't trust them. Am I right?
Yeah, not anymore.
Yeah, I see that, honey, but I've got to tell you, I believe in love, and I believe in romance, and I believe in relationships. So what I'm going to tell you is the only way you can do that, because I see how you feel, is to open your heart, one, to yourself, and know that the that what has happened in the past, you know, we're all karmically linked. So I believe that what happened in the past was something that had to be, but you can move on to the future and you can open that heart, and there is going to be somebody that's going to steal that heart. You just got to open it up, and one to yourself first.
Okay.
Okay?
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you, Elizabeth, and make sure you follow along. Put on, hit the right with the signs in, and we're going to be giving away a bunch of prizes if you would be interested in to go ahead and hit psychesgonewild.com.
Okay, thank you very much. I greatly appreciate it.
No
thank
problem.
You,
you're up. We love all of you, and what we're doing here is we're going a little wilder. We got a bunch of you. I'll bring it down. I had a couple of you type in, slow down on the sugar, Jethro. You're giving me an eye ache. We're going to relax. What I want to talk just a second here about is all of the fun you guys have during the summer. This is one thing I really appreciate all of you guys doing is sharing it on Facebook, sharing it on Twitter. You know, it's where all of us psychics and all of us do this. You guys know what we do. I had a person tell me, they said, I couldn't find Gary in there. I said, type in the word Wimmer, W-I-M-M-E-R, and you're gonna come up with it. If you've got a G-A-R-Y, Gary Wimmer, in your one. Well, then the one really cool thing was she said, no, my friend shared it with me on Facebook. I found him. I wasn't trying to nag you, Jethro. I was just trying to find out where you were. So I do owe you guys an apology. I do tease you, but I want the reason we do this is to help you. So please do share it. And if I do spell something to you, it's not that I'm feeling bad. It's I've been working on a lot of developing and apps, and we're going to have a Psychics Gone Wild app out there that's going to have everything you guys want. Those of you who put in for the contest and all of you put in, you'll be able to get in free. The rest won't. So I want you to send that, because I will send you an email and say, would you like to be part of Psychics Gone Wild? That's how you're going to win the hematite prizes. We have a pearl necklace we're giving away, a real freshwater pearl that's on a key. which means two things. The symbolism of the sterling silver key is a way to open your spiritualness. Wearing a pearl is also your female enlightenment. So any of you individuals who are looking to heighten your psychic's gift, please put in for this. I know that Ashley was one of our winners, and she has wrote me back. It is sterling silver. She was worried if it would make her neck green. I apologize. I bought the best I could, but it is sterling silver. I like to go gold, but this is our second year. Give us another year here. 331, you're on live. How are you, 331?
I'm good, thank you.
Well, good. I welcome you. I'm Psychic Jethro, and I have two phenomenal people. If you'll give me your first name, I'll settle you up and get you ready to ride.
It's Jacqueline.
Jacqueline, welcome.
Hey, Jacqueline.
And here's Gary Wimmer.
Hi.
Well, Jacqueline. Hi, Jacqueline. That's a beautiful name you have, you know.
Oh, thank you.
So I'm not sure if you were listening, but if you heard before, I use 16 stones, and I'm charging them up with your name in them and your energy.
Yes, I appreciate it.
Yeah, and all you have to do is, when it feels right for you, all you have to do is say drop. I'll drop the stones,
okay.
And I'll tell you what I see. So it's
then
up
drop.
To you, girl. You're ready to go. And, you know, the reason you're ready to go is you've got Jupiter and the Sunstone coming right in the middle. You've got a lot of good energy happening for you right now, girl. You're
wonderful.
About to. You really do. You've gone through some difficulties as far as place and as far as timing and things like that recently. But you've got a lot of good energy coming out of this. You've organized some things. You've learned a lot of fresh things about both love, place, and delays. And it's allowing you to look at what is happening in a very empowering way. Because for the next couple of weeks, you're going to see more and more of your goals and how to reach them. You're going to see good ideas about fresh prosperity and optimism and so forth. And this is not an accident. This is something you brought to yourself by conscious effort, and so be proud of yourself, what you've accomplished and where you're going and this new energy you're feeling, because it's not only going to bring you a whole new feeling about emotions and about relationships and so forth, it's going to let you have some real fresh surprises in your life, especially from the third and fourth week on, that are going to show you new direction. They're going to open up a lot of your psychic and intuitive ability to a new level. They're going to help you make very empowering decisions about relationships as you see them in the future and about how you're letting go of a lot of things in the past that prevent you from seeing things in a very optimistic way. So you're clearing out a lot of things here from the fifth and sixth week that are going to set up a game plan for you by the seventh and eighth week that have to do with communication, have to do with a lot of whether it's writing or contacting people or communication and techniques, a lot of very empowering decisions coming from the seventh to the ninth week here, going to give you a fresh feeling about place again and about love and about you being at the right place at the right time. And they're bringing in a lot of luck from you from the ninth to the 12th week because of this very conscious decision you're making in the next couple of days and week, and you have been making, about moving forward. Because by the end of this three-month period, you're going to be able to recognize how you've gone from like points of pressure and maybe feeling delays and things not being happening the way you'd like into a lot of empowerment and self-determination and bringing about luck in a very good way. Does that make sense to you?
It makes a lot of sense. That was wonderful. Yeah, I'm an intuitive, but obviously you can't read yourself.
I've been struggling
with what to do with it.
Well, like everybody, you have to learn techniques. I always say there's a difference between a decision and a process. You can decide to learn this or to type or to write, and that's one thing. The follow-through is what makes things happen. So be patient with yourself. Allow yourself to see what you've learned, which is what I was saying a while ago, and also what you're feeling in the present and in the future. You've got a lot of intuitive ability. I could feel that. And you've got a lot of healing ability. Trust yourself. Learn new techniques, move forward. Don't worry about what you don't know. Relish in what you do know, and that'll help you expand. And you can always listen back on the archive, sweetheart. That's kind of short and sweet, but I'm going to turn over to Sister Bonnie.
Hi, Jack.
Hi.
How are you?
How are you, honey?
I'm wonderful. That was great reading.
I am so happy that you called in. We do know each other, guys.
Yes,
so,
we do. Oh. Bonnie is wonderful. We're rocker girls. We're rocker girls. And she's,
yeah,
she's into music like I am. So,
yes, we are.
We share our love of music.
And did you hear what he said about your romance and relationships? About,
yes, Bonnie, I listened to it all.
And about dropping the old and maybe moving forward. What a great reading Gary gave. So I am totally down with that, unless you want to ask me another question.
Well, Bonnie, he did touch on the relationship thing, but you know that I'm always kind of struggling there, no matter what. And I'd love to hear what you're getting now.
Well, you know, I always said that you have to have two feet planted on this ground, Jackie, even if you walk in two worlds. You have to have one in the spirit world and one on the physical plane. In order for you to do that, you have to have a 50-50 reach. And you cannot live in just the spirit world when you have a family and a husband and relationships that need you. So I'm going to tell you that move forward. You know what I mean, and you need to be able to relate well on the physical plane as you do in the spirit world, honey.
Yes, I need to. It's hard to balance the being in the spiritual world, but also staying down and grounded and not letting it take over.
It is very hard because we're all spirit, so we all want to be in that world, but we are here to learn lessons, and we're here to love, and we're here to have romance, and we're here to have physical and mental and emotional commitments and fun and friendship and love. And you got to be on this physical plane in order to feel that, because you'll always be spirit.
Very good. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You know I love you.
Oh, thank you. I love you, too.
Oh, and Jackie, make sure you do us a favor here when you're talking about your other energy. If you'd like to, you know, you guys are calling in. We have some openings. Spiritual Learning Connection is our sister show. Kelly's got that, and they're fighting over there trying to get a spot for Gary. What a lot of times happens there is that we have both shows. Jackie, get a hold of us, especially me, at 928-284-0437, because we're always looking to add other people. You've got a gift here and an ability, and I'm letting you guys know because I got last week, you guys flooded me. Call me on the phone. I text. I write. I have 4 emails. I have 6 pages on Facebook. Now in my spare time, I'm the lucky little contestant winner of some new site that gave me over 10,000 people that are helping me. I've run out of typing fingers, you guys. So please, you know, I'm hiring an assistant here in Tampa, by the way. But please just get a hold of me, Jackie. I have a feeling you're going to be helping us. They want Bonnie and Gary over there in Spiritual Learning Connection, and I won't let them touch them until we've got enough people here. So definitely get a hold of me. I feel you have some ability, and I bet you could help us in some other areas.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you. We love all of you guys. And I've got a question here for Bonnie. They're throwing emails at me. And speaking of all the ones that are they're writing me. Boy, I did have the cinnamon roll. They're writing me and they're asking, Bonnie, you have always talked about love since I started listening in. I would like to experience love. And I find your answers not only very helpful to me, even though I've never been in love, I do know that you're real, and I just really like you, Bonnie. So please let me know, what are your thoughts on what I should feel like when I'm really in love? Oh, very good one. So, Bonnie, would you explain to them what they would feel like if they were really, when love hits them, what would be your definition of what they would feel like there? Here we go.
I can give you my definition because I think everybody in some way feels exactly this when it's the right person or when they feel they're in love. You get your stomach turns. You feel like you have, I hate the expression butterflies because we all use them and it sounds, you know, oh, really? But really, it feels like you're giddy. Your skin feels like it's just going to sizzle and you can't stop smiling. And when you look at that person, you see nothing but pure, wonderful, sweet perfection, even when they aren't. So that's what, when you love somebody, you look past all the flaws. You look past all the things that most people would see and you have such a tunnel vision that you just can't stop wanting to be next to them. And that's what, when you feel love and you feel emotion and you feel that sexual drive coming in, that's what you're going to feel like. And you're going to feel a connection to their brain, to their, you're going to want to kiss them. You're going to want to hold them. You're going to want them to hold your hand, and you're not going to want to leave. And that's what I describe as when you're in love.
Very cool. And I want to thank all of you guys that are emailing, and I love that. Yes, I can see the other numbers. We are jam-packed. I do love the fact that you other psychics do contact us. What we love about is that we do promote each other back and forth. So if time allows, we will get to you. We do what we can. Gary, I would like to have you answer the same question with love. We have some other individuals hitting me on Facebook going, what does Gary think about love, and does he agree? Because him and Bonnie just seem to rock. That's cool. Okay.
Well,
Gary?
I agree 100% with Bonnie said. We're meant to experience relationships and love. But the most important love is the love we find within ourselves that we put out. Remember, the true love is what you put out. Not necessarily expecting it from someone else, because if you put it out within yourself, you're automatically allowing someone else's love to come to you. And one comment, I grew up with six brothers. I was clueless about women. I really was. So I can acknowledge sometimes how it's difficult for ladies to understand men. Sometimes y'all overthink us. We are less complex than y'all. Most of the readings I do are for women, and it always involves relationships because y'all are very complex. So do yourself a favor and don't expect men to think like you do. We don't. We're hardwired different.
Absolutely. I agree with that, Gary.
Great. We're going to go right on to our next one on the phone. And I love that 352, there's four ahead of you. We'll see what we can do. Greg, you're on next. How are you, Greg?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Would you love to have a question you've got for our two phenomenal people? Or?
Hi, Greg.
Hi. Mostly about if there's any spiritual blocks. I've been trying to develop, psychically, spiritually, do some lucid dreams. And it seems like I'm not progressing like I really want to.
Well, I might make a couple comments about that, because one thing that I've learned, and it's probably a lot from an experience I had in 1977, which I wrote a book about in a second eternity, and you ought to get the book. You'll find out a lot about psychic ability. Where you learn a lot of psychic ability is through practice, first of all, and through techniques. Those are two important things. And one thing I suggest to people all the time about psychic ability is pay attention to the moment you're alive, right then. You know, what happened in the past can help you make better decisions, but you can't change the past. And what happens in the future is being created by what you're doing in this moment and what you're picking up. And in terms of what you're picking up, if you assume that the universe is always talking to you, always, at every moment, at every time, then you're opening up the door within yourself to be able to interpret that. If you assume it's not, you're not opening the door. So start with the assumption that you can pick up signs all the time, from whether it's numbers or patterns or people who call or the sequence of events. Allow yourself to develop your psychic ability from right where you're at. Learn to read the signs within yourself. Learn how your mind interprets symbolism, because everybody has symbolism, everybody gets symbolism, everybody has hunches. And the more you pry into those and the more you look into that, the better you develop, just like a swimmer or a typist or anything. And that's what I see is short and sweet. I'm looking at some cards right now. You do have a lot of ability, and you've got 10 of clubs, hearts, and spades showing up. So this is showing you're on the route to learning more. Be patient with yourself. Again, there's a decision to learn, and then there's a process of learning. Read books, but learn from other people, learn your own techniques. But more than anything, assume that the universe is always talking to you, because then you learn to hear it. I'm going to turn it over to Sister Jethro. Sister Jethro.
Ow, I want to say who I am. No, I'm kidding. You guys.
That's okay, because I'll be Sister Bonnie, because I love that. So anyway, I will tell you what I feel. This is true for everybody. I'm getting off my romance and relationship issues right now, but I do feel that sometimes when you have blocks, and I'm going to ask Gary if he agrees, It's because spirit doesn't want you to see something. It's not your time. It's not the time for you to see whatever you have a block. I know that's what happened to me a couple times. I wanted to see something, and it was blocked for a short period of time, and I understood why after that. But sometimes it's all in divine timing. It's all in when they want you to see something. So maybe the blocks are because what you're asking for, you're not ready for yet.
Okay.
I agree. There are timing and sequences, and there's always a learning. And we don't always get every answer we want when we want it. If we did, I'd win the damn lottery, you know.
And I haven't yet. So, but patient with yourself. Be patient with learning because some things take a while. Real short and sweet, I've been a musician my whole life. In the 80s, I had everybody in the business instrument my songs, but I never got the final cut. Went to Europe, played there. Came back, and about the last 4 or 5 years, I realized, hell, I'm 65, man. I just can't compete in this business any longer. So I started doing my psychic business full-time instead of part-time, even though I've been doing it my whole life. Was my intuition wrong in telling me to follow music for 40 years? And looking back, no, because I didn't have to get in traffic, and I did what I wanted to do, and I traveled the world. And now that I've grown up, I'm doing something that's more important. So you don't get the answers to your gut feeling sometimes for, in my case, decades afterwards. I was always drawn to music and thought I'd have a retirement fund from song publishing, and I don't. So, and had I, I'm not sure I would have pursued my psychic work as much. So there's a method to the madness is sort of what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I totally agree. Yeah.
Hello?
Totally agree.
Yeah, I can be pretty impatient.
Thank you for calling in, Greg. We welcome your input, and thank you for following along. I know I've seen you on a couple times as a regular, and please put in for Psyche's Gone Wild and see if you can win either a T-shirt or reading. We got a lot of stuff. Coffee. It looks like we're going to be giving away some jewelry. This time we've got female semi-precious rings that we're going to be one of the prizes we give away at the end of the month. Me and Amy Kavanaugh will be doing that show the 30th, whatever the last Friday is of the – it is. Yeah, 30th. I'm sorry to look at my calendar. So definitely put in, Greg, even if you get one of the other prizes. I'm sure you have lady friends that you could give those gifts to.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We are welcoming all of you here to do today, and sorry we have a little bit of technical difficulty. We are working on, we've had a lot of individuals asking, how do we get a hold of you, Gary? We want a reading, and Jethro doesn't seem to have the right email. I'm sorry. How do we get a hold of Gary? Everybody's got it today. I'm taking everybody's candy away. Gary, tell them how they can catch you and get a hold of you.
Well, you can go to Psychics Gone Wild, go down to Gary Wimmer. That'll have my links there. You can Google GARYWIMMER.com, and you'll find me. I'm also an actor and a writer and a musician, but most of my energy is in psychic work now. So, yeah, if you Google Gary Wimmer, you'll find me. You can also call me, 512-707-0836. I'll kind of direct you to my website. You can email me, GW@GARYWIMMER.com. But if you Google Gary Wimmer, you'll find me somehow. There's a lot of links that I've got from different pages on my book. You can also just Google Reading Stones. You'll find me because of my book, Lithomancy, the Psychic Art of Reading Stones. And yes, as Jethro and Bonnie and I all know, a 30-minute reading, I record them, I email them back to you, I can cover a lot more ground than I can in 3 minutes, as can Bonnie and Jethro. And in closing, yeah. Jethro, I love your laugh. Every time I hear you laugh, it just adds spice to the day. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you for doing that. And I love what this here, you know, we've done this a few times. I had an individual last week say, what was the thing that made me really, I said, it's working together on this. This isn't easy. I know a lot of you guys that are applying. We have a bunch of people that are going, Jethro, get me on the show. And I want to get you there, but you've got to call. We got to get it all. We've got a couple of openings. We're going to do this fair. We'll do it through the fact of those of you who want to read. We are putting in, like, Bonnie's our phenomenal helper. She's gifted, but she's really gifted also in her caregiving. So I'm opening it up to all you spiritual coaches, all you other individuals. If you want to come on a group that's crazy, wild, and we're here, come and do it. Bonnie, we've got a question here with you. They're telling me that when they were listening to the show the last couple of weeks here, they noticed that you were very, very much helping a lot of more individuals. Bonnie, have you noticed the ascension, and are you spiritually very much feeling the angel work that's going on? This is from Anita in Delaware.
I am an intuitive. So, of course, I I'm very, very, very psychic, and I'm aware of all my gifts. And I use my gifts to help everybody in my life coach business, as well as my intuitive. So I kind of combine it. And yes, I love the angels, and I hope, I know I have a lot around me, and I know they work with me, and I am so open to having any messages for my clients and for the people who call in, because that's why I use both my intuitive and my life coach business and my nursing abilities, and I combine them all. So thanks for asking that.
That's very good, and we love that, and we want you guys to check out psychesgonewild.com. We want you to get with the individuals. I know that I had individuals writing me, Bonnie is not only a phenomenal counselor, Bonnie's just a sweet person. I mean, I know of other ones who've, you know, asked me, why is Bonnie always on Gary's show? And it's like, Gary's, and we prayed for Bonnie. Bonnie came to us, and you guys keep your hands off her. You can promote her, but don't be messing with our Bonnie. So I'm just going to let you know. But we're going on with 304. I'm sorry, Bonnie.
Hello. Hello, my name is Lori.
Lori, we welcome you.
Hi. So do I say drop or?
Oh, okay.
Well, remember
on Blog Talk Radio, all you listeners, there is an inherent delay. So sometimes it seems like we're talking over each other. It's just the inherent delay of the system. But I'm charging these 6 stones up, my dear. 16, excuse me, and getting your energy into them. And all you have to do is say drop. And when you say drop, I'll tell you what I'll see in general for the next couple months. Short and sweet.
Drop.
Okay. Well, you're going through a lot of things right now. I wouldn't doubt if it's relationships, men, and so forth, that you're going from a period of like disillusionment into a period of solutions. So that's a good thing. And it seems like you're taking action a little bit at a time to improve your vision about things, what you want to see in your life, how you want to go. And especially by the second week, you're going to feel a lot of effect around your environment, where you feel like, wow, I'm getting more control over my environment. I feel better about things. I'm moving forward. And as you do that, you're processing and learning a lot of things about reaching fresh goals, which are indeed going to come into play here in the last couple months of this reading, last couple weeks. So through this process, and you've got Venus on top of Pluto, so there are things about your relationships that you're getting a fresh view of. You're getting, and a lot of this has to do with learning from the past. You can't change the past. What we do is we let go of our fears in the present and replenish ourselves. So it feels like for your spiritual growth, for your vision into the future, allow yourself to recognize that this is really a good time for you to move forward. And you especially feel that in the next week or so with what you're learning, with how you're organizing, with how you're planning. And that seems to take the things about relationships that have been difficult and brings you to a new conclusion by about the fourth and fifth week that is much more empowering than what you've been through, because you are letting go of some of these fears and some of these doubts and things about the past. And by the fourth and fifth week here, you have a fresh feeling about love coming into play, a fresh feeling about commitments. Now, that can be everything from work to how you see relationships. And I think it has a little bit to do with everything, because you're starting this cycle with fresh visions, in spite of the fact that maybe some of them have been disillusioned. Because by the fifth and sixth week here, your skills with communication, with planning, with decisions, you're a lot freer. You don't have to know everything. You know enough to make the next decision, and that gives you power. It gives you emotional power, and it helps you get a lot more spontaneity in your life, a lot more flexibility. Because by the seventh and eighth week here, with both the moon and the playstone, a new feeling of emotions, a new feeling about place, a new feeling about direction. So you may be making plans about place, that sort of thing from the seventh and eighth week on. And from the ninth to the 12th week, as I was saying earlier, you've got the Lux stone, you've got Jupiter, you've got the Sun stone. So by conscious decisions in the next week and a half, two, of where you want to go, how you want to plan, how you want to see your spirituality help you, how you want fresh visions, that's indeed coming into play. because from the 9th to 12th week, you're going to be real surprised about how much you've let go of your doubts and your fears, how much you've turned around, how much both prosperity, timing, and relationships seem to all work in your favor. And the magic stone, again, is right at the top. It's saying this is the time to really move forward and process things rather than worry about what you cannot change. Does that make sense to you, girl?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, good luck. You can always listen back on the archives to all you folks, too. Turn it over to my dear sister, Bonnie.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you today?
Doing good.
I'm so happy to speak with you. Do you have any questions on relationships or romance for me? Can you tell me about your life?
Ending one.
Yes.
Well, I Natalia had already started another one.
Yes.
And not so sure that one's going to work, and just trying to figure out what's best for me instead of what's best for everybody else.
Yeah, I kind of feel, you know, I'm going to answer this the way I'm feeling. I feel like you're lonely, even in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something they're not giving you, and it's something you, you know, I think I went through this with a caller a few Mondays ago, and I said to them that, you know, they keep picking the same kind of person with a different suit. And what I mean by is if you don't look, you're attracted sometimes to the same type of a person, though you don't think they are. You say, oh, no, he's nothing like them. And the same issues eventually come up in different ways. And what I'm seeing, and I know that you ended one and began another, and I think they kind of cross-mixed together at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you're very lonely in both of those relationships. So, again, I love communication. I love when you can talk to the person you're next to or with or you're romantically involved in. And I think this is the time when you need to be communicating a little bit more about your needs with this gentleman. And if he can move forward with what you need, then I say, you know, give it a chance. But if he can't, I'm suggesting that, again, you take I told a caller this also, that you take a piece of paper and make out your list of what the five things you want in a relationship, the five things you don't want in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And you really have to look at them the next time you pick one, because I think these guys, and the feeling I'm getting is they're the same type of people. And so be communicative, be open. I know you like him, and I know he likes you, but there's something missing there. So I think communication for you is going to be the best key. And once you do communicate and see if he follows through, you'll make the decision whether this is worth it or not.
Okay. Okay, that makes
good?
Sense.
I'm so glad, because I believe in love.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Ditto.
Thank you. You have a good day, too.
Bye-bye, girl.
Everyone, we love you. We know you're here. Thank you, Gary, for letting them know about the backup. Sometimes today seems to be one of those days. We usually really are real smooth all working together, and I love the radio because all of a sudden it did some crackling and popping. So we also are going to do the point here. We've still got another half an hour. I know there's a lot of you callers still in the queue. Don't go screaming. Don't tell Mom. We'll still get to you, okay? It'll all be good. We love you. We want to take just a minute here. I'm going to play, you know, and Gary, we've got a lot of them saying that they love your voice. We're going to have to get more than 38 seconds. We've got Gary's Here Comes the Sun. I love that song, and I love Gary singing it. Problem is I could only get 38 seconds off the computer. Yeah, Bonnie, me too. So, Gary, please, we're going to have to put the invitation where you would maybe send us a little longer rendition so we can hear a little more of the song. I'm going to play Yuka Rose, our friend in Bali, and I want to thank you, Jethro Penner. You sent me an email, and yeah, it's good to see another Jethro. We will be talking, or I guess typing together. I don't think I'll ever be in Bali. Kay does have some friends in some other countries, and we are looking at taking some traveling, and I want to thank you to Yamin for the invitation. Don't be surprised if you do see us in your country. We are both got Gemini in our charts and love to fly. We're going to play Sentimental Mood by Yuka Rose. Please sit back and enjoy.
Thank you.
Beautiful. And thank you, guys. I know sometimes you go, why are you doing that? Part of what I'm doing it was to get the bugs out of the system. The other part was to get Blog Talk back into helping us what they're supposed to do. We are still here for a good half an hour. We've got a lot of people on the phones. And, Gary, are you still with us on that wild day in Texas?
I think I am.
And we're going to grab the other phone and get our lovely, delightful beauty in Florida. Can you hear me, Bonnie?
I can hear you. Thank you for that lovely introduction.
Thank you. I love it. And now, you guys, we've gotten rid of that little scary sound. And let's keep that out of there. I don't know who had the tuna can and was pinching the kids, but stop doing it. So we're going to go to the next one here. We got 410. What do you know, 410? Hello. Don't you be shy now. Come on. How are you, 410?
Hello. This is Anna.
Hi, Anna. Welcome. Would you like to talk to our phenomenal Gary and Bonnie?
Absolutely.
Great. Hi. Here is Gary.
All right, hi, girl. Did you say Anna or Susanna?
Anna.
Anna. Okay, Anna. Good. Well, I've got these 16 stones you probably heard, and I'm charging them up. And just a moment, I'll tell you I'm ready, and all you have to do is say drop, and I'll tell you in general what I'm seeing for the next couple months, okay?
Okay.
Well, they're warm, my dear, so anytime you want to say drop, that's all you have to say.
Drop.
Okay. Well, this is showing a lot of long-term things and short-term things. A couple stones land outside the circle. You have the love stone right in the center and a magic stone, which is a good sign. You're processing a lot of things about love, and I think you're learning a lot of things about love in a very different way. At the very top, you have the luck stone and Jupiter. So the things you're learning in this period are going to lead to a lot of long-term commitments in the future. You're wondering a lot about your emotions right now and about your place and about direction. But in the first week or so, because you've got so much luck, it's starting to come into play. And this is not just random luck. This is luck, like I say, you're going to start bringing into play yourself with decisions, with hopes, with aspirations, and so forth. And certainly with looking at love in this empowering way that you're going through. You may not even be aware of this yet because it's just you're just kind of discovering this. But in the first week and a half or two, you've got Mars next to Venus, and that's showing both activities and males and relationships that you're getting a better feeling about. You're also getting more feeling about empowerment within your place, and you're able to make decisions about that in the next couple weeks. Now, what this is doing from the fourth and fifth week, this is bringing you up into a very creative level, to where you don't feel like you have to fit in square pegs and round holes. Both your versatility, your imagination is expanding a lot in ways to help you surprise yourself, the way you think about things, the way you see things. And it's certainly about love and place. Because by the fifth and sixth week here, you've learned a lot of fresh techniques. You've made a lot of good decisions because you're seeing yourself more and more in terms of the power of love, the power of expansion, the power of confidence, and so forth. That you're helping erase a lot of your doubts and fears that have been kind of building up. And it's a result of this fresh feeling, like I said, about love, about inspiration, about emotions, and so forth. So from the ninth week on, it feels like you've really cleared up a lot of past things about relationships and about direction, about purposefulness, about where you're going. You've not only started this lucky cycle, but as I was saying earlier, you've got three stones outside the circle, Neptune, the Sun Stone, and the Commitment Stone. So this is helping you in terms of spiritually knowing in the future more about commitments, more about your determination to make them work, and more about your power to make them work, rather than feeling like you don't have control like you'd have to. And remember, all this comes about because you're starting to look at love with a real sense of adventure again, with a real sense of stretching your own parameters, your own confidence, and so forth. Now, that's in general what I'm seeing for the next couple months and beyond. Does that make sense to you, girl?
No, absolutely, especially everything about the relationships.
Yeah, look at love fresh. It's going to help you all quite a lot, and I'm sure Bonnie will agree that it's always a learning process. But I'm not going to speak for Bonnie. I'm going to let Bonnie speak for herself.
You know, Gary, you are absolutely right on. So you can speak for me anytime. I am just so happy to talk to you. And Gary gave you great, that was a great reading. And I want to know a little bit about your romance and relationship issues. So do you have a specific question?
Yes. I've been in a relationship with a gentleman named Scott for the, you know, almost the last year. 2 months ago, we had broken up for 2 months, and he came back into my picture, and I'm just not sure if I want to move forward with him. I've tried to create space, but he kind of keeps coming around. So,
you know,
like Gary just summed up, I've been looking at the relationship differently and holding myself in a higher regard, but I'm not sure if this person's capable of really changing, or if, you know, if it's the best thing for me in the long term.
Well, I'll tell you what I see, and I am going to tell you that, again, I love romance and relationships. I'm into every relationship and romance question you can ask me, and I'm always looking on a sunny side. So, but I will tell you that I feel, and very strongly, that you're not forgiven. There's something that happened, or maybe the reason you broke up, and I'm feeling like the reason you know, you can never go back. I always tell, you know, clients, they can never go back, because what they had from that first, oh, my breath is taken away, and I love this man, and then something happens, and then they try it again, that same feeling never comes back. And the reason is because you, one is yourself, understands that there was something that happened. And so you don't look at the relationship that same way that you did when you were an aha moment. And unfortunately, I think sometimes you don't get it back. You try a second time, and I love trying because you never know. But usually there's a reason you broke up, and there's a reason you came back together, and I believe that that reason was for you to get over it. And I think that you know that this is not going to move forward. And if you want it to move forward, what I'll tell you you should do, and here's my little advice, is you have to forget the past. You can't hold the past against him. So if you are going to move forward this man and you do have an aha, I can't get over this moment, then you're going to have to drop what happened and why you broke up. But I just don't see that with you right now.
Yeah, I just don't know if he can stop being dishonest either. So I'm really concerned about that.
Well, I think I really do think that you're going to move forward. And I think that you're not going to move forward with him very much longer. And the reason is, I think you're getting over. I think you were really hurt that you broke up and you really liked him and you were very hurt. And so when you went back, it was kind of, I think, your soul saying, hey, I got back and now I'm going to heal because I know he's not the right one for me, because I can move on now because I see what I don't want. And I think that's what will happen to you. And I think you'll move on to a much better, a much healthier, a much more energetic and wonderful relationship in your future.
Okay. Thank you so much. It's been a lot of great information. Both of you were very much right on the spot. So thank you.
We love you. We love you. We love all of our listeners.
Thank you, my dear. You stay empowered.
We're going, and we love all of you guys going right on to the next. Woo, 352, you got in. You didn't know it happened, did you? 352, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for being so patient. We have had a wild day. We still got quite a few coming through. Your name is Cindy, from what I got from
my
email?
Cindy, yes, and I'm in Florida.
You rock, Cindy. We thank you for calling in, and you know how the game goes. Are you ready to deal with wild Gary and then on with really wild?
I'm ready.
You're all teased. I knew the name. I've just got someone's messing with me on iMail. If they don't quit it, I'm going to tell. So they just keep emailing me all their. I've got all their stories about once upon a time and everything else. You guys be nice. Cindy, talk to them and just ignore those guys in the room.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, Cindy, well, I've been listening to you and laughing Jethro with this beautiful laugh. It's just infectious. you always make me want to laugh. And, you know, for all you listeners, laughing, smiling, being happy, that's good medicine. It always is. Always. So meanwhile, I've been charging up these stones, my dear. And when you say drop, I will drop them, and I'll tell you what I'm seeing for the next couple months, okay?
Alrighty, drop.
Okay. Well, you're going through a lot of changes. You've got Uranus right at the center, so there's a lot of changes in your life. But it feels like they're changes that are going to be very inspiring for you. So even if you don't understand everything that's happening right now, there's an inherent sense of luck in it, because what it's doing is it's testing your intuition, it's giving you better signs, and it's helping you know in the next couple weeks about relationships and about how to heal from things, how to process things, how to let go of the past. You've got Jupiter and the Mars stone, the Saturn, the Place stone all around the center here. So you're going to find yourself getting much more power in relationships with men than you think. And you're going to find yourself being able to find a lot of fresh opportunities, even around your environment, whether it's work or home. And you will also find yourself drawing the line at certain points where maybe you think you should have before, and now you're ready to draw the line. So even though you may not see exactly what's happening right now, you're processing a lot of things to give you a new feeling about balance, about harmony, about your worth, about love and so forth, because you got the Luck Stone right next to the Love Stone right in the center, just almost like the last caller, believe it or not. So you're processing a lot of things about love that's going to be very favorable to you. And even though there's some pressures you're under right now, with work, home, business, that sort of thing, you're going to find yourself able to not feel so much pressure by the fourth and fifth and sixth week because of what you're letting go of. You're letting go of a lot of fears, and you're getting your back up to your optimum capacity, operational capacity. And that's why you may not be real clear on exactly what's happening right now, because you're headed that direction, and let it teach you, let the universe lift you up, give you new strength, and give you new ideas. Because from the 9th to the 12th, 8th to the 12th week here, woo, you've got a lot of good energy. You've got Life Stone, you've got the Sun, you've got Mercury, the Commitment Stone, and the Magic Stone. So this is not only bringing you back in a point where you're much more confident, you've got fresh direction, fresh ideas, you're able to make very good decisions, both about business, about personal life, about environment, and about plans in the future, whether it has to do with relationships or business. So take this period right now of sort of, even though you may not understand it, take it as inspiration rather than confusion. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
That makes sense to you, girl?
Makes a lot of sense.
Okay, well, that's short and sweet. As Bonnie and Jethro and I all say, if you want more information, we can do it on a longer reading. But meanwhile, I'm going to turn over to my dear sister, Bonnie. You have a good day, sweetheart.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Bonnie. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. How about you?
I'm doing fabulous.
And you know what I'm going to ask you? I'm going to ask you the best question that I can ask. Tell me what you want to know about your romance or relationship issues. I kind of feel you don't have. I mean, I go ahead and ask me, because then I'll tell you what I'm feeling.
Well, I'm not in a relationship right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm more focused on business, getting that going.
Mm-hmm.
And reestablishing, because I'm making some moves and changes and fixing to make another residential move.
Mm-hmm.
I would like a long-term partner and a committed partner, on the long term. But I haven't really been out looking. I've been focusing on other things. So do you see that coming for me?
I do see that coming for you. I don't think it's going to be real soon. And the only reason I say that is because I think you have to get your work established first. And I think that where you're going to go with romance and relationship is somebody who's going to be very close to what you do. So I'm assuming that when you say you're getting your work all taken care of and making some changes, that you're going to meet him somewhere around work. I don't know that it'll be in your office or whatever you do, but it'll be somebody that's linked or actually knows or has the same type of work you do. And I think that it's going to be you're going to meet and you're going to really understand each other, because whatever the two of you do, it's going to be that you get each other. You know, rather than, oh my goodness, it's going to be like, I get him. He gets me. I really like this. And I don't want to be without him, and I don't want to be without her. That's what I'm feeling, which is a really nice, long-term, type romantic, wonderful relationship, because it's built on things that you have in common. And that's what I'm seeing. So I don't think it's going to be real soon, but it is coming.
Okay.
And you need to wait for it because there's some great things coming your way, girlfriend.
There are.
I have a lot of patience. So.
Yes.
Yeah, your business is going to work, sweetheart. Your business is going to work. You're just making a lot of decisions now, but you're
awesome.
A winner. You're a winner. Don't doubt it.
Yeah.
Thank
absolutely.
You.
Go
thank
get
you
them,
very
girlfriend.
Much. You guys are awesome.
You're awesome, Cindy. We love you, and we thank you for calling in. And definitely make sure you put in for those prizes, because we've got a bunch of prizes this month. And those of you on Facebook saw we reached our over 5,000 mark on our Facebook page. Thank you, guys. Please, I know that, and a lot of people say, well, what is it doing? It means that when you like it, you subscribe so you get to see it. To have over 5,000 people looking at our Facebook and our Psyche's Gone Wild, it means a lot. So I love all you guys, and I want you to do that. Cindy, you rock, and we love you. We're going to grab someone else out of that phone queue. Well, maybe if the button will let us do it. 805, you're on live. How are you, 805?
Oh, hi, Jethro. This is Donna from California. How are you?
Good, Donna. I love you calling in. And you know what? You've been listening to these two phenomenal people. Are you ready to jump in there with
yeah.
the two wild ones?
And I think you're phenomenal. I think you're super.
Oh, thank you. Are you going to be there in L.A.? I would like to meet you guys. You guys all say that, and I want to – are you going to be there at the – we're having an American Federation meeting, our first one there at the Beverly Garland Motel, the 20th, 21st, and 22nd.
Oh, okay. How do I find out more about that?
Go get a hold of me on Psychic Jethro there on the website there on Facebook, and I'll send you Patty's number. They're doing a really good deal. There's going to be the best of the best. Those of you who know Shun Yi, Chin Hee, the two Korean they're going to be there doing a class. Patty Negri is going to be doing a class. Psychic Jethro is going to be doing a class. Yvonne. It's the best. And Doran, we've got, you name it, it's the best of the best, and we're going to be there 3 days. They said the first night we're going to play music and dance. I'm trying to get, Dina Flanagan should be there for Psyche's Gone Wild, and we're going to have shirts, and we're trying to get all of us that, anything we can get, books from Gary, I'm trying to order them. We're getting books from Pamela that they can sign, and then we're just going to have a table there that Psyche's Gone Wild is going to do nuts. I'm going to do a psychic empowerment class, and
I definitely want to go to that.
I want you to go to that. I can meet you guys
yeah.
and think we can laugh at the ones who didn't make it this year who told. No, I'm kidding. I'm just teasing. We're going to go with Gary. You know I'm joking. Gary, it's your turn to tease this lady.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right, girl.
Gary.
What's your name again, sweetheart?
Donna,
okay. I remember the song when I was in college. I had Donna. That shows my age. Anyway. Donna, I'm charging up these 16 stones, and in just a moment, when I'm ready, all you have to say is drop, and I'll give you a general idea of what I'm seeing in the next couple months, okay?
Okay. Ready.
Just say drop.
Oh, drop.
You got it, girl. Okay, well, there's been some changes in your place, some things about place that have kind of changed things and about your environment and so forth. But as you move into this first week or two, you've got the luck stone and the sun stone coming into play. So there's, the life stone. So there's a lot of fresh opportunities you're seeing in spite of or because of the changes that you've gone through on both place and environment and so forth. During the first couple weeks here, there's a lot of, you've got a lot of psychic ability. Do you know that?
I do. I know that. Yeah.
You do. Yeah, you really do.
Yeah.
And I think you're learning more about it in the next couple of weeks or so forth because you're investigating it. You're learning a lot about it from your own healing and from almost like a determination to learn more about your ability. That is indeed the case. And that's going to help you not only with future relationships, but it's going to help you in the immediate future with a lot of fresh techniques you have, not only for yourself, but what you can provide for other people. So there's a lot of learning you're doing. Writing is good for you. If you're not writing, you should be. You've got a lot of talent there. And you've actually got a lot of talent to think outside the box and teach other people. So consider all those parts of your skill set that are coming into play even more. You're also having a whole fresh feeling in the next couple of weeks about ability to make decisions, especially emotional decisions and so forth. And probably a lot of that has to do with, well, it does have a lot to do with things in the past, things you've learned about, and that intuitively you feel now that you have to change and update yourself on a lot of levels. Because as you do that, from the fourth and fifth and sixth week on here, both with commitments, with business, with your psychic ability, and with your feeling about love and relationships, there's just things are much more settled, much more balanced, much more harmonious. And that is opening you up from the sixth and seventh and eighth week on to this period of expansion with both finances, with ability, with plans, and not only expansion, but the way to make it work in a practical level. So it's beyond inspiration. It's actually giving you the tools from the eighth, ninth week on to be able to bring in these new ideas about your life that you want to, both psychically, spiritually, with environment, your home, your place, and certainly with relationships and how you see yourself and how you see relationships in the future. Because by the end of this three-month period, you're going to be surprised at how much you have gained in power because you're letting your intuition work for you again. You're learning new ways to see yourself psychically and spiritually and so forth. Now, that's kind of in general what I'm seeing. Does that make sense to you, girl?
Oh, yeah, it resonates with me, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, you got a lot of luck right now, and so go with it. It's right in the center.
Yeah.
And develop your ability. You've got a lot of ability there. Learn some new techniques and ideas. You've got a lot of ability. And
okay,
I'm going to turn over to Sister Bonnie.
Thank you, Gary.
You too, girl.
Hi, Bonnie.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm going to go for a walk on the beach.
Oh, you know what? That's the best because that really, you know, water always enhances your psychic ability.
I walk barefoot every day in the beach for an hour and a half.
You do? You know what? I walk there with my guides every morning at 4 o'clock in the morning, so I know what you're doing. Even though you're physically doing it, I'm doing it in meditation. So
that's
I understand.
Good.
Don't you love that?
Yes.
Well, tell me what, I'm jazzed and can't wait to tell you about your romance and relationship issues, so you need to ask me a question.
Well, I wanted to know if a romance was going to be coming in for me.
You know, for some reason, I'm picking up that you have somebody in mind.
I do, but he's on the East Coast and I'm on the West Coast.
And I
talked to him twice.
Okay, can I ask, does he also have any psychic ability?
I don't know. I mean, we've never talked about it.
Okay.
I kind of keep it to myself because I'm kind of like a medium, but, you know, people think I'm schizophrenic or something, so I don't say anything to anybody.
Listen, I went to the gym and I think somebody was wearing a garlic clove around his neck because he thinks I'm a medium also, or I am a medium, but he didn't like what I said in the gym, so I understand. I will tell you this, and I love vampires, by the way, but I'm just not one. I feel like the guy that you're going to be with, and that's why I asked you if you had somebody in mind, I feel like you're going to meet somebody that's got a little bit more spiritual presence about him. And I think maybe it will be maybe in a course you take or a class you take somebody you teach. So I really believe that I feel spirituality about you, and I believe that you're going to walk the path of somebody who also has that kind of spirituality. So I don't know if this guy does. I know that, you know, you have him in mind. And I don't know that you're not far enough in the relationship to really understand what he believes in. But
no.
I think But I think that, you know, I'm a big believer that you don't need just one person in your life right away. So I would say just pursue it. And you know what? Take some classes, and you'll know if you meet that right special someone because your eye will twinkle.
Yeah, I have thought about taking some classes, which I plan on doing. Yeah,
and I think you're going to meet, I mean, like I said, I don't understand this, that everybody just sees one person, especially in the beginning of relationships. I don't know that everybody knows what they want. So I say if you want to pursue this guy on the other coast and it's just that you've talked to him, go ahead. It's fun. But I really believe keep your eyes open and take some classes.
Yeah, and I agree about dating more than one, definitely. I mean, if I'm able to. I mean, this town, that's kind of hard. When you're 59.
Yeah. Oh, honey, I understand. And I just know wherever you go, I mean, I just feel wherever you go, you're going to take a class and you're going to meet some fabulous, wonderful, really, really spiritually enhanced people. So go for it. Start taking classes.
Yeah, and I just started going to the spiritual church last Sunday, and I had my eye on one guy that I really, you know, was attracted to, and, you know, we'll see. Maybe he'll be there again.
You know, I got to tell you something. I don't usually use the word spiritual a lot, so I must have seen him, and that must be the guy that I picked up, the one I said, you've got your eye on somebody, because I do feel he's spiritual, and I do feel if he comes back, you got your eye on him. So go for it, girlfriend.
Thank you, Bonnie.
And don't be afraid to walk up and introduce yourself and say hello. The girl I'm living with now, who Bonnie knows, she introduced herself to me many years ago, and I fell in love immediately.
Wow.
I'm in love with her too, Gary, as a friend. So, and I fell in love with her immediately also, so you have a great girl.
Yeah, I do, and she came up and introduced me. So to all you ladies, you know, it's a liberated world, man. You can go up and say hi to a guy. And if he doesn't get it, if he thinks it's a fast invitation to bed, he's a stupid jerk. Move on, you know.
True. It is true, and that's why you guys tune into us, because these two don't hide back. They will tell you the truth, and that's what we love. It's Psychics Gone Wild. We've got about 14 minutes. We've got two more people that would love to get through, and about six more, I'm sorry, that we're going to have to say. Call in 773-897-6461. Tomorrow's Tuesday, 3 p.m., we have the phenomenal, the wonderful Pamela Cummings doing her gifts through the music readings. I have had a lot of complaints from you writing in about you'd like to see some other individuals on late night. Well, you guys, tune in at 3 p.m. and then listen, like Gary said, to the archives. You guys, one is on at midnight, and I got to tell you, you're going to have to take it up with my girlfriend. She is Italian, and she don't budge. You know, there's a reason why they started their own mafia. They don't listen, so we love you guys. She told me if I want to be up at midnight, I better be with her, and that's who I should be talking. So I love you guys' ideas, but, you know, we have to draw the line sometimes. And we're going to turn around and go back. That's how that rolls. 401, how are you, 401?
401, oh, hi. Great, thank you.
You were a little scared one, weren't you? I love it when you get all scared on me, and I didn't even do anything.
No, I was just, like, really listening to you, and then all of a sudden I realized you used my number, and I was, like, so paying attention to everything else. Anyway, thank you for taking my call. I'm dying to see these stones.
Okay, well, I'll, what's your name again, sweetheart?
Diane,
how are you? I'm Gary.
I am great. Thank you, Gary.
You too, girl. I'm charging these 16 stones, Sun through Pluto, six on life, and they feel pretty well warm. So anytime you want to, all you have to do is say drop, and I'll tell you in general what I'm seeing for the next. Okay, that was a drop, right?
Yes, sir.
Good, because that's where I dropped them. you've got the sun at the start right now, so this is a good time for you to process things, get rid of things. You're going through a lot of things about the past and about commitments and about man and about issues and about direction. But the sun is at the very top, so it's showing it right at 12 o'clock. So it's showing in spite of or because of what you're going through. You can really make a lot of progress the next couple of days and week of getting a lot of this stuff in the past where it needs to be in the past. So you have a whole new sense of organization, purposefulness, conviction, strength, and so forth coming in the next couple days, and then by the second week here, you're going to be amazed at how much you've processed things, how much you've consciously decided to move forward, and how much you've learned about not only healing, but your own intuitive ability, because there's a lot of that going on within you. And by the fourth week here, boy, this is great. You've got Jupiter lining up with the magic stone, lining up with pointing to Pluto here, and timing. So by the fourth week here, you're going to have such a feeling of abundance and creativity and power, and you're going to recognize what you've let go of, how you've processed this first week and a half or two, and that's going to show you a sort of a way to keep your system working, especially with the organization in the second week. By the fourth week, when everything seems to be magical and happening like magic for you, timing, inspiration, feeling lucky and so forth, you're going to be able to look at how much you process and you know a lot more about that, not only for yourself, but for other people in the future. So it's going to help you. It's going to help other people. It's by the seventh and eighth and ninth week here, the fresh feeling you're getting about relationships, about balance, about yourself, about where you want to go with love, about what you see in the future, that's certainly coming true and giving you probably more control than you felt like you've had in the past. Because from the 9th to the 12th week here, with communication, with decisions, with feelings about love, and with your spirituality that is growing all in this process, you've brought back into your home and your life a sense of power. And it's because of the decisions you're making in the next couple of weeks about being ahead of the curve and empowered rather than being weighed down. And that's sort of what I see in a general short 3-month reading. Does that make sense to you, girl?
Oh, phenomenally. Absolutely, because I'm on the verge of starting a new, it's a new career, really, and it's helping to rebuild the business in a new direction.
Oh, you're lining things up well for it.
Yep, and it came to me. They recruited me for the job. So I'm really excited about it. So, and the love part, well, you know, whatever happens, happens. You can't make it work if it doesn't.
I'm sure Bonnie will add to that statement.
Well, thank you. I love it, Steve.
Hi, I, of course, will add to that statement because I think that's my whole life. I love to talk, and that's why radio is so good for me. Can you ask me a question? I agree with you. I always say that, you know, you can only take things so far and then you can't take them for any further, but I don't feel that with you. So can you ask me a question?
Do you see any permanent relationships coming in the near future? I've got a lot of people around me, but I'd like to have a partner again.
I feel like that you're going to pour a lot of your heart and soul into this business because I think that you have what I call really you want people to respect and you have a lot of pride in what you do. So you won't do a half-assed job and you're going to want everybody to say, see, I took a business and look what I did. And I think that is going to, I'm not evading your question, I think that is going to be your main priority. And I do feel, probably like the last caller, that there is somebody there and somebody that you will be looking at or is looking at you, that you're both going to have something in common at this workplace, or it's going to be somebody who comes and approaches you about what you're doing. I do see a relationship, but I don't see it right this second. So I hope that all the people around you are strong, they love you, you have a lot of good friends, and I've seen you have a lot of family. So I suggest that you be happy, and it will come.
And I agree, because this job, I will put myself into it because I haven't had that this passionate, you know, like really exciting job opportunity in quite some time. So
I know.
Really am looking forward to it.
I know, and they count on you, and I know that you are going to, it's going to be like your baby. I keep seeing your baby. So this is going to be something that you're going to love, you're going to throw yourself into. Everybody around you is going to say, wow, look, and you are going to find somebody that is part of that business or something in with relating to
maybe somebody coming in and giving you something like machinery or part of the business or selling you something. You'll meet somebody, but it's not going to be now.
Awesome. Thank you so much. You guys are awesome. Thank you. I'm so glad I called in.
Good,
we love you. Thank you for calling us. You made our day, and I think you rock. You definitely got to stay with us. You're a keeper. We're now going to move you in, and you get to be our family, too.
Okay.
We love you, and we've got a few minutes. We're going to go to one more caller. I quickly got the number. I got nailed. Yeah, I was such a great marketer. If you want to go, please, you guys, it's saving you $40 if you do call this number. Call Patty's number, and this is cool. She said it's okay. She's going, call 323-468-0640, and it will save you. You can get in for $111 for that 3 days of American Federation. Meet bona fide true psychic mediums from the world. If you go to the door, it's going to cost you another $40. So definitely get in, you guys. I thank you, and I'm here. I'm advertising, but that it is good. I want to see you guys in California, all of you listeners that go. Remember, that's Patty Negri, and that phone number, that 321-461-0640. And we love you. I want to go and grab one more quick one. We're going to throw you through home plate 775. You get to be live and messed with for a few minutes here. How are you, 775?
Doing great. How about you?
Good. I love the fact you got in here real quick. We've got about 2 minutes apiece from Gary and Bonnie to give you some great information. And your name is?
Rosman.
Rosman. Great, Rosalind, welcome. And Gary, would you like to tell our phenomenal Rosalind, you're the astrologer. I'm going to get you into work. I just caught you. Okay, well, Gary, sorry, go ahead.
Rosalind, I'm charging up these 16 stones, and it'll be a short, sweet reading for 2 minutes. Anytime you say drop, I'll drop the stones and tell you what I see, okay?
Okay.
Whenever you say drop.
Drop.
Okay, girl. You've got Saturn, you've got Pluto, and you've got Venus close to the center, and the moonstone's pointing to it. So there's a lot of processing that's going on right now that's going to bring you not only open up a lot of doors for you in the first couple weeks, it's going to give you a new set of principles about relationships and how you feel about them and what you want to do. And it's not just personal relationships. It's work relationships. It's relationships that are going to help you in business and so forth and in other pursuits in life. Because you're going to get a lot of long-term goals coming beyond this three-month period, basically.
Okay.
Now, from the third and fourth and fifth week on, because of what you're processing, because of what you're learning, and because of fresh opportunities hitting you in about the second and third week, it's starting the cycle. You've got the magic stone pointing. It's pointing down to the love stone and toward Uranus about the sixth to seventh week here. So the things you're starting to process now are going to open you up to a lot of fresh feelings about love. And you, again, you ladies are very complex, and you probably go through this a lot more than we do. We guys are a little bit simpler about it. Not that we don't love, we're just a little simpler about it. But this is not only about love, it's also about you expanding, because from the 9th to the 12th week here, boy, there's a lot of happening for you as far as fresh visions, as far as work being good, as far as communication, as far as feeling much more balanced around your home and your place. And you're going to end this three-month period up with a whole new sense of direction about yourself that's going to lead to these long-term goals and plans that you've been waiting to see. Now, that's short and sweet. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Good, girl. Short and sweet. You can check on us on Psychics Calling Wild and get a longer reading from any others. Good to talk to you. I turn it over to Bonnie.
Okay.
Hi. Rosalind. Oh, Rosalind, I am so happy to talk to you because I love astrology. Did I hear you were an astrologist?
No, I don't. I'm not an astrologer. I mean, I study astrology on my own, but I don't think I'm an astrologer. I don't know. I love astrology.
So let's throw it out to the stars and ask a romance and relationship question.
I only have two words, love triangle. That's it.
Oh.
You know, I'm not even going to use my psychic ability for this because I am going to tell you, and I know you know this, that whenever there is a triangle, And whenever there is three, because I'm assuming a triangle, you mean three. Somebody's going to get hurt. And
okay.
I just don't like the somebody's going to get hurt part. And so what I would tell you is this. If there is a triangle, even if you're not the one that's going to get hurt, you're certainly going to be the one that's going to be hurting somebody too. And so what I say is this. If there is a guy in your life and there is a triangle, he needs to get out of that triangle so he can make a circle with you. And then that takes away that triangle completely. If there is a triangle, that means he or she, is, you know, I'm just using the he thing. It means that he's thinking of one of two women or a woman, one of two men. And that puts you and that other person in a very bad situation. It pits you against each other, and I don't believe in that. So I would say that if you have a triangle in your life, you tell who's ever putting you in that triangle that they need to come and they need to before they come to you, they need to do that triangle. And that's my own opinion. I would give that to any client I have, and I have a lot of clients. I would never, ever, even if you're the one that's going to win, meaning that he likes you better than that, you know, the other one, it is not a good way to start a relationship. It's not on good karma. It's not on a proper foot. He needs to get rid of one before he goes to the other, which would mean there's a line and not a triangle. So, good luck.
Well, the triangle isn't that way. It's the other way around.
Well, if you're involved in a triangle, you need to make your mind up because it's not, I'm not a triangle girl. I don't believe in them. I think that it hurts somebody. And I believe that no matter what happens to you, you're going to hurt somebody or you're going to get hurt in the long run. So I would suggest that you take that triangle and make it a line, decide one way or the other, and then if it doesn't work out with the one that you decided, you better hope the other one's around. That's what my advice would be to you because I do not believe in triangles.
And we thank you, Jacqueline, for calling. They're giving me 3 seconds, 10 seconds to throwing us out the door. Please stay with us. Go on to Psychics Gone Wild later. We're going to thank you, Bonnie. You have a great day. Gary, you rock. We will see all of you next week. It just hit the doorbell, and out we go.